ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day 30 of the government shutdown. Lawmakers are not any closer to finding a fix. It comes as tens of millions of SNAP recipients won't get their monthly food assistance starting on Saturday.
To Speaker Mike Johnson, the solution is simple. All Senate Democrats have to do is get on board a funding bill the House passed over a month ago.
Then we will get back here, and then we will debate all these other extraneous issues.
Democrats say the extraneous issue affects 20 million people on the health insurance exchanges who benefited from COVID-era subsidies that are set to expire. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says premiums are skyrocketing.
And the American people will see so this weekend.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Furloughed workers, meantime, including air traffic controllers, are on the job without pay. Vice President J.D. Vance will hold a roundtable today with Republicans focusing on the impact of the shutdown on aviation and the industry. Hurricane Melissa on the move, this time targeting Bermuda later today. Damage in Jamaica and also Cuba and the Bahamas still being assessed. This is ABC News.
Over the air and on the web, WISS is your home for real news and great conversations for Oshkosh. WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Authorities arrested almost 40 people in northeast Wisconsin in a drug bust tied to Mexican cartels. The Brown County Sheriff's Office said in a press release that multiple agencies investigated what they're calling a large-scale drug trafficking organization over several months. Deputies say the drug ring was responsible for distributing large amounts of cocaine and marijuana throughout northeast Wisconsin. This week, officers carried out 11 search warrants in Bellevue, Green Bay, Lawrence, and Nina, arresting 15 people and seizing 2 kilograms of cocaine, 7 pounds of marijuana, 21 firearms, 2 vehicles, and over $28,000 in cash. 23 other people were arrested over the course of the 14-month investigation. School resource officers from the Appleton Police Department arrested a teacher at Fox Valley Lutheran School on Wednesday. A press release from the police department says an online tip received through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children prompted an investigation into the teacher, who now faces one count of possession of child pornography. Police said there is no evidence that any children were harmed at the school. Formal charges have not yet been filed in court. The Winnebago County Board of Supervisors voted this week to adopt the 2026 county budget. The $238 million spending plan included a small market adjustment to pay for workers, funded targeted resources in public safety and other departments, secured funding for the HELP program, invested in infrastructure upgrades, and reduced the use of reserve funds. In this budget cycle, County Executive Gordon Hintz hosted multiple listening sessions across the county. The vote in the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors was 34-2 to approve the budget.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Do the Bucks have a new leader? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' new center, Miles Turner, picked up in that trade with the Indiana Pacers, so far has done a lot to help set up his teammates with good shots. Is that a form of leadership? Head coach Doc Rivers.
It just tells you. It's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, man, you like that leadership? I said, it's amazing. I said, I never knew. He said, no, that was the key for them. But he was such a great leader.
The Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tonight. NFL, the Packers preparing to host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Quarterback Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Love completed 20 passes in a row against the Steelers. Had he ever done that before in college or high school?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know who keeps stats like that in high school, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kids seem to know how many points they always score.
I don't know. Probably the first time ever, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
From Main Street to the Capitol in Madison, WISS is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Thursday afternoon. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, a light north breeze with highs in the low to mid-50s. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid and upper 30s. Halloween, partly sunny skies, lower 50s. Some rain in the afternoon. Currently 46 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen.
My dad shot some pheasants for my mom on date number two or three, and she was she did not like that. So that was the end of his hunting career. Okay. He also sold his motorcycle for the engagement ring. I wish I could have met him back then. Now he's a boring man doing Wordle and the mini crossword every morning.
And still kicking your butt in the burger. Yeah.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Immigrants seeking naturalization as U.S. citizens will now need to answer twice as many questions correctly as before the Trump administration. Can I pass it? Find out. Join us next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Alba Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Phil Hittner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge. PhilipHittner.com, his website. Philip Hittner over on YouTube. Hittner Philip on Blue Sky and Twitter is on the line with us. Phil, how are you doing?
All things considered, relatively well. Of course, have been having problems with power outages, but it seems as though, and I don't want to tempt fate here, but it seems as though the civil engineers here in Kyiv have gotten things back to a sustainable equilibrium. So we still lose a couple of hours now and then, but you know, touch wood, we're kind of back to some kind of normality.
That's good. That's good.
When it comes to electricity.
Yeah.
We still get air raids.
Before we get into, you know, the status of the war between Ukraine and Russia, or between Russia, the war against Ukraine by Russia, I'm not even sure war is the right word, you know, the brutal pummeling. I'm curious your thoughts on Trump yesterday announcing that the United States is going to start testing nuclear weapons. Apparently, he thinks somebody else is. I thought maybe this was just an attempt to get Kim Jong-un to meet with him, because he had said three or four times that he wanted that to happen, and it never did. But I'm baffled by this. You're, I think, a more, you know, astute observer of international politics than I am. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, any time that nuclear weapons are either, you know, tested or threatened or whatever it is, that, you know, whenever you're putting, you know, weapons basically of mass destruction like that into a discourse, even if you're using a test as some sort of geopolitical maneuvering, it's just reckless. And, you know, and the agreements that existed between, for example, Moscow and Washington have eroded over the years. They've been not, you know, some have been non-renewed. Others have been broken by one side or the other. And there's just a lot less discipline, it seems, from Trump and Putin and, you know, one could argue Xi, and, of course, the DPRK has, you know, long desired nukes, seeing them as the only deterrent against the West, which in some ways is playing out here in Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine, I think, would be far further down the road of defending its territory if indeed it got Western weapons. But because Moscow always falls back on its nuclear saber rattling, there's been this reluctance to provide Ukraine with the means that it would take to push the Russians off this territory. I mean, right. They'd have to fight as well, of course. It's not a predetermined thing. But because the West is so tepid, fearing Russia's nukes, you know, what kind of lesson does that go to the DPRK, to Iran, to, you know, countries around the world? If Russia is able to deter the West because it has nukes, then, you know, the message that sends, and with Trump throwing this kind of idea around willy-nilly, that other countries are going to look and go, you know, the only way to really have assured protection is a nuclear weapon. Yeah. And that's just a terrible message to send. It's another awful move by Trump.
Agreed. And Russia, for their part, has responded by saying that they've only been testing weapons delivery systems, but that if Trump tests a nuclear weapon, they will too. I think at this point, you know, the technology is sufficiently, number one, simple, and number two, you know, sophisticated. I mean, it's pretty straightforward stuff. You take a couple of pieces of plutonium and smash them together with a small explosive, and you got a nuclear bomb. There's no need to test nuclear weapons. I mean, there's just no need for it at all. And it produces enormous amounts of radiation and pollutes land and air. What's the status?
Just bad all around.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the status on the ground here in Ukraine?
Yeah.
We're moving into colder weather. It has rained regularly over the last, you know, week or so around the country, and that makes maneuver more difficult because, of course, you know, it's the muddy season. Nevertheless, fighting still continues. There's a fighting around a city out in the east, strategically important, called Pokrovsk. It looks like the Russians are making some progress there. Albeit, as with all Russian progress, kind of in incremental little, you know, step by step. They're not grabbing huge swaths of territory, but it does look like they're advancing in and around the area of Pokrovsk, which would be bad for the Ukrainians strategically. There's still an awful lot of ground that will need to be taken if Russia is to declare victory in its stated objective of trying to get the Donbass, which is what they say where their ethnic Russians are. That's a lie. Just because you speak Russian doesn't make you a Russian any less than, you know, an Irishman speaking English doesn't exactly make him an Englishman. Go to Dublin and tell an Irishman that. It's the same sort of thing. So they could claim victory if they're able to grab Donbass. But as we discussed on the program before, Tom, the ultimate goal of Moscow and what Putin really has to achieve is the two most important strategic goals is to change the government in Kiev to one that is far more pro-Moscow or is sycophantic to Moscow, and to regain Odessa and thereby regaining control of the northern shore of the Black Sea, which is strategically important for Russia because they want a warm water port, and they have one in Crimea, but you can't have dominion over the Black Sea if Odessa is held in your enemy's hands, which is where things are. And even if Putin is able to take Donbass, without those two things, changing the government in Kiev and regaining control of the Black Sea, this has been an utter, utter disaster. And, if the fighting were to stop tomorrow, Putin would be under real threat, not only because it's a catastrophic war that gained them very little, but also he'd have, you know, hundreds of thousands of embittered, battle-hardened, probably a good deal with PTSD soldiers coming back to Russia, right, with no real opportunities because everything's been put in a war economy, and, you know, they'll go home to, you know, no jobs, they'll go home to, deteriorating infrastructure. Putin is caught between a rock and a hard place. So even with the incremental land, you know, grabs that he's making, the advancements of his army, he's not going to get what he needs. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, something's going to have to give. Yeah. And Putin is not in a good place.
Shades of the bonus army post-World War I here. Although
absolutely,
that did not lead to a Well, yeah, we did have the. Yeah,
that's right. There was a planned KKK, attempt at the presidency as well. That's so right.
The DuPont brothers, paid to try to kidnap and maybe even kill Franklin Roosevelt. I'm reading this thread over on Blue Sky from Chris Owicki. A Russian soldier fighting in Khashoggi Yar says that new recruits sent to the front die almost immediately, with his own unit taking over 90% casualties. The fields are strewn with rotting corpses. To having to avoid pay compensation to relatives, collecting IDs is banned. This is amazing stuff. How much of this is making its way back to Russia? I mean, they say you literally drive over the corpses. There's no other way to flee. None of this, the Marine Corps, no man left behind. That just ain't happening, apparently, with the Russian soldiers. How tentative or tenacious, on the other hand, is the Putin presidency?
Well, I mean, they're doing all of that on purpose. Not sending back ID cards means they don't have to send pensions. It also, they don't have to pay out to, war brides or, the families of the deceased. So they're left in kind of a limbo, and that's by design by Moscow. It's very cynical. It's a financial thing as well as... We just don't know.
Yeah.
The story that the families are told when we haven't been in contact with our soldier, son, husband, whatever, in weeks. Tell us, is he okay? Where is he? And they will just say, we don't know. It's chaos out there. It's crazy. It's war. And it's as much, as I say, financially. Then they don't have to pay out to them. But additionally, that leaves those families in limbo cruelly, but it doesn't decisively say he was your soldier son or brother, what have you, was killed. Because the more that he was killed, people are dying at such vast numbers that you're not going to be able to keep that under wraps. And heretofore, the Russian government, Moscow, has kept a very tight lid on this when it comes to the primary source of information, especially in the more rural areas of Russia, and that is traditionally television. It's not the internet so much, and if it is the internet, it's everything's behind a wall, a data wall, unless you have a tech savvy person who can do a VPN and get around that. But that's not too common in Russia. So the information is being withheld from them. It's not being put out in mass media. And these families are just left to wonder. They're just going to be in limbo. It's deeply cruel.
Yeah, it's truly remarkable. Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast, philipitner.com, and Itner Philip over on social media. Phil, thanks. It's always good talking with you. It's always so great talking with
you. Always good talking to you as well, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you, brother. We'll be back with, is the algorithm the single greatest threat to humanity at this moment? Stick around. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And it's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stick around. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off.
Plus, ZPA will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, ZPA is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your home. And you won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/THOM. HometitleLock.com/Tom.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is the Algorithm the Single Greatest Threat to Humanity at This Moment? And let me explain what I'm talking about. Normally, when we talk to each other, there's nobody in between us. You know, if I send you an email, you send me back an email. If I send you a direct message or a text message, if I pick up the phone and call you, nobody's moderating our conversation. If there's a group of us, you know, we take turns talking and, you know, we listen to each other in the order that people are talking. On social media, however, there is this thing called the algorithm that decides what you are going to hear, who you are going to hear from, what you are going to see, and what you say, who has access to what you say. And that algorithm was originally and principally designed for a single purpose, which was to increase engagement. In other words, to keep you on that, keep you stuck on Twitter, keep you stuck on Facebook, keep you reading, keep you, you know, just there, right? And what they learned, and Facebook and YouTube and everything, and what they learned was that by sending you more and more and more inflammatory, outrageous, angry, hateful, bizarre, whatever, you know, whatever your thing may be, content, they were increasing the amount of time that you were on that site. And we know now that this is destroying the mental health of our children. We know now that trust in our media has gone from 75% of Americans just 50 years ago down to 8% of Republicans, 24% of Americans overall trust our media. And it's because the social media is 47% of Americans are now getting their news from social media. And then on top of that, you've got a couple of right-wing billionaires, Zuckerberg and Musk, who it appears, I mean, we don't know because these algorithms are top secret, appears they're tweaking their algorithms not just to increase engagement, but also for political purposes. So what I'm calling for is that algorithms should be made public, they should be open source, or we should outlaw them and just say, you know, instead of an advertising model, go to a membership model. Or if you want to have both, your advertising model can exist without an algorithm. Or at the very least, make them public. Because these algorithms are destroying our faith in each other. They're tearing family. One in five American families now has at least one member that nobody is speaking to because of politics. This is all brand new stuff, relatively speaking. I mean, you know, all in the last 20 years, because of the rise of these algorithms. They are destroying us. They're destroying our faith in each other. And they're destroying democracy. They're destroying people's faith in democracy. The algorithms are being used, exploited by Russian and Chinese bots to tear us apart, to make us hate each other. Frankly, Donald Trump wouldn't be president if it wasn't for the algorithms used on Facebook and Twitter. He wouldn't have won in 2016. He wouldn't have won in 2024. We need to get these algorithms under control. Ron Wyden has proposed legislation to do it. We need to bring it back. We need to be talking about
this. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is the algorithm the greatest threat to humanity? Is it causing us to not pay attention to things like climate change? I think so. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com.
The market is facing increased anxiety over the pause in SNAP benefits. That'll take effect the 1st of November. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday, and we'll talk about what it means for dairy after this. Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super you this fall. Today we're checking in with Zach Bowers. He's a dairy broker and analyst with EverEgg. He tells us that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, supports a lot of dairy investment by the government. So if those benefits are paused beginning Saturday, it'll leave a mark.
That's a big deal in this market here, is obviously the SNAP benefits are a big buyer of dairy products. So the question is, you know, how is that going to get funded going forward? Are they going to change the program? Obviously, there's been proposals made already by RFK and others of cutting benefits, but then also supplementing with a food box style program that we saw in COVID.
Zach Bowers, along with us, he's a dairy broker and analyst with EverEgg. We'll take a look at how midday commodities are shaking up after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Markets are mixed midday from Chicago. December new crop corn is trading down a penny and three quarters at 432 and a quarter. November new crop soybeans are up 10 and three quarter cents at 1091 a bushel. Cash wheat is down 9 3/4 at 522 and a half. And July 2026 new crop wheat is trading 8 cents lower at 559 a quarter. The Class 3 milk contracts are also mixed, with November milk down 14 cents at 1769 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk contract is up 16 cents at 1748. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Thursday. Don't forget to follow along with us around the clock at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our e-newsletter and get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning.
Real news, great conversation, right in your inbox. Subscribe to WISS's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Thursday afternoon. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, a light north breeze with highs in the low to mid 50s. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid and upper 30s. Halloween, partly sunny skies, lower 50s, some rain in the afternoon. Right now, it's 48.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, you don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at CBDistillery.com. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because, hey, it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain relief after workouts, even CBD for pets. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for a perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, and the promo code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but to get up to 40% off on everything, go over to CBDistillery.com and use that code VIP to stock up on everything.
A quiet click. And truth dissolves. Scrolling rivers of illusion. Truth and lies in tight collusion. Every heartbeat's just a metric now, while the code decides who we allow. It learns our fear, it feeds our doubt. It keeps us in and locks us out. Humans don't forget it, don't feel guilt, it don't regret, is the algorithm humanity's greatest threat.
Welcome back. Picking up, I have a couple of quick stories here that I wanted to share with you. The first, Marjorie Taylor Greene is speaking out, as they say, loudly. She says, I call them the forgotten American men and women. That's the largest group of Americans. I think, in my opinion, the most powerful group of Americans. They could rein in their government like that. Not only could they rein it in, they could overthrow it. That's 100 million Americans, right? Let's say 100 million Americans say F you to the government and refuse to pay their taxes. This is how to do it. It rapes you every single day. Social Security, you pay in and your Social Security check and your employer matches it for all these years and you retire and you get a diddly little $1,500 a month. I mean, that's such a pathetic joke. So when I tell you, look, I'm dead serious about the American people, if they really wanted to, everybody I work with, all of my colleagues, everybody in the government, they'd be terrified to talk to a lobbyist or talk to a foreign government. They'd be terrified to step out of line if the American people got serious about forcing Congress and the Senate and the administration, no matter who's serving, to serve them, to serve the people. Whoa. I think we're seeing a change of heart here. Now, you know, there's a whole lot of questions around that. How sincere is it? What's provoking it? You know, there are people who have made these changes. I mean, my old buddy Ed Schultz, who was my colleague in Progressive Talk Radio, started out as a conservative talk show host. And, you know, his conversion was real. I mean, you know, he had a life experience that changed his life. This is not an uncommon thing. And people do, and you know, there's a number of people who call into this program regularly who started out calling up and yelling at me, you know, or condemning me or claiming that I was some kind of, you know, wild-eyed hippie or something. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, so or even adding to the conversation in many cases. So I'm inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, we'll see where this goes. We'll see where it goes. So what's on your mind today? Eric in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling. I'd like to give a parable real quick, and then I'm going to get into what I'm talking about. You know, the Democrats, the Republicans, and we the people, which is the people remind me of a woman who always is choosing the bad man. the man who treated like a dog, and the other one, and the good man who gave her pretty much anything she wants. Now,
I think the Trump voters are like, you know, they're like that. They're like in an abusive relationship with Trump. I mean, he's cutting off their food stamps. He's damaging them terribly, and yet they still keep coming back. May I have another,
I'm
sir?
I'm talking about all the people, because see, we even Democrats are attacking even the Democratic people, such as myself, are attacking the Democrats. When it is the Democratic Party that is implementing every program, Tom, that benefit all the people of America. It was the Democrats that implemented
the Republicans
SNAP.
Opposed every single one of them.
Thank you. And it was the Democratic Party that made our education system, it was the best education system in the world, though we might not use it right, but still it is the best education in the system. It is the Democrats that made it so that people can afford affordable houses. Whereas people we don't have no more, you know, like houses with bathrooms, you know. It is the Democratic Party that has done all these things, and yet we, the people, continually go to the party that treats us like a dog. I mean, because it was Democrats also who voted for Trump, and because it couldn't have just been his people that voted for him and he won. And I got to say, and the Democratic Party has nothing to has the Democratic Party has no reason to you know, like hold their heads down. They got to hold their heads proud and say, look, we're doing all we can do for you. What more do you want us to do for you? Thank you, Tom. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, you said it very well, Eric, and you're singing my songs. Thank you very much. Sharon in Plymouth, Minnesota. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You know, I just want to kind of like put it past you if other people have mentioned this. I received a picture of a man dressed up with green and a black covering across his face in my phone. This is so bizarre. And I looked in my gallery, and there that picture is on the 20th. It says on the 27th of this month is when I received it. And then, you know, there's that picture, and then the last couple of pictures that I have taken myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shook up over it. It's like,
well, odds
do?
Are the way it got there, Sharon, was that you either received an email or a text message that had that picture in it, and you touched it for more than a second with your finger, and your phone saved it, and it would default to saving it to your camera roll. So,
oh, is that it?
Yeah, because you can intentionally do that. I mean, if you get an email or a text message and it's got a picture in it that you like, my kids will text me a picture, you know, and I just hold your finger down on it for a minute, and a little pops up says, "You want to save this?" You say, you click yes. I can see where you could accidentally do that.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally touched all kinds of buttons.
There you go.
Whatever.
There you go.
But I was going to say that in my, I've been answering a lot of these, like, surveys or...
Oh, don't do that, Sharon.
I haven't been saving them. I've been reading them.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Okay.
The surveys are always, and the petitions as well, they are almost always BS. They are ways of getting you to go to a website so that they can get your information, or getting you to give you their address so that they, or your email address or your telephone number, so that in the future they can sell that information, or they can spam you. You know, with the request for money and things. These surveys, never answer the surveys. They don't actually do anything with the information. Most of them don't even collect the information. They just want you to click on it. Once you've clicked on it, they know that your phone number is real, and they can sell your phone number for $5 a whack over and over and over again to companies that then will send you spam messages pretending to be Bernie Sanders or whatever and asking for money. Never respond to a text, or never ever click on a link or a text message or a picture that comes from a source that you don't personally know. Delete them and report them as spam.
Okay, and do you know if Indivisible would have, what are these, you know, these little flying machines that take pictures? Did they have them in any of the... Drones, yes.
I don't know if Indivisible was using drones to take crowd shots or not. They might have been. I think they were mostly...
there was one. There was one at the small place, you know, the rally that I was at.
Oh, really?
And I was wondering...
I used to live in Plymouth.
Yeah, in Plymouth.
That's Plymouth, Minnesota. I used to live in Plymouth, New Hampshire.
Plymouth, Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota. It's an outside suburb of Minneapolis.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. No, it might have been. It might have been the local police. It might have been ICE. It could have been it could have just been some guy with a drone. You can buy them at Radio Shack or on Amazon for a couple hundred bucks.
Some studios under.
I wouldn't be too worried about it, Sharon. Just don't click on any more links from text messages or emails. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program at True People's Media. You know, the sneakiest of these text messages, the ones that really pissed me off, are the ones that pretend to be from politicians that I know and like. It's really wrong.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
So, you're thinking about buying a new home or selling your current one. Why not consult with a friend? Someone who knows the neighborhood and the market better than anyone else. I'm your go-to gal, Haley, with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Water City Realty, and I can help answer any questions you may have. From how to start the process to getting that sold sign hung, call me, 920-410-0296. Let's do this.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free?
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It's all welcome to the haunted house.
Back 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Well, for one thing, the rain. I'm drying myself off.
Oh, really? Are you guys getting that atmospheric river that we had here on Saturday and Sunday?
I am not sure. Only thing I know is that there was a system going across the nation, and then there's Hurricane Melissa, which I don't think.
No, that system, it's going across the nation. That's what took us off the air on Monday. So, yeah.
Wow. I tried calling you on Monday, too, so that explains everything.
Yeah.
I said, I hope he's okay, but now I'm talking with you. I know you're okay, and Kevin.
Yeah.
But, I was calling you about one thing, but then before I get to that, the call that you had from Sharon, that was her name?
I don't recall which call you're talking about.
Just a few calls ago that was touching the or going to the links for the surveys.
Oh, yeah, she was. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing is that I'm so glad you mentioned that. I don't touch those myself because I always feel it's a trap. And if you go into these surveys and they're getting your phone numbers and they're getting your addresses or where you live and stuff like that, you know, that might answer as to how the hell is it that people suddenly find themselves off the voting rolls? Hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Because it's like... if they're going to gather your
That's not inconceivable. If you filled out a survey suggesting that you are a hardcore Democrat, that might get, you know, if some, you know, Republican partisan is running that survey and they're looking for people to challenge, you know, to purge them off the voting, that's not outside the realm of possibility, Michael. I don't know that's of it right. ever happening or having happened. I've never seen a report about it,
The thought crossed my mind since we have all sorts of these entrapments.
Yep.
But the thing is that I was so happy to hear, I think it was Chuck Schumer or another Democrat that was talking about a bill to continue the SNAP benefit.
Mm-hmm.
They said they can't get it done because they said the magic words. Republicans in the House are not present. It goes back to what I was saying before. I think I mentioned it to you, that how is it you can open up the government if not all hands are deck, and it's not the Democrats' fault, it's the doggone Republicans' fault for setting this up and the ongoing lying from Trump and Mike Johnson. It is not the Democrats' fault. And I was so disturbed when I heard you mention about Kat, I forgot her last name, the lady that was arrested by DOJ, because she's
running for Congress. Yeah,
she's running for Congress. And then when you mentioned that, I put it together like, go figure. So now you're campaigning, you're speaking the truth, you're exposing the frauds and perhaps even the criminal, sinister terrorist acts of MAGA and company, and now they want to slap the cuffs on you.
She stood in front of an ICE car, and now she's facing, I think it's 10 or 15 years in prison.
And then meanwhile, you got, I don't want to call the guy's names, but you got the illegal or unethical occupant of the White House.
And we're the people who celebrated the guy in Tiananmen Square who stood in front of the tank, you know? She did the same thing, and now it's like, oh, yeah, 15 years.
But Tom, the guy, all right, I'll say his name, Trump, turn around and say all blacks, all Muslims, all Mexicans, they're all horrible people, the same guy that incited the January 6th insurrection, which was terrorism. And yet he's still walking about scot-free.
Yep.
Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Well said, Michael. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, you've got the last minute of the hour. What's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
You about algorithms. What would you say was the human family's first technology? The first technology.
Storytelling.
That man. Huh?
Storytelling.
Bingo, words, language. Mm-hmm. And language is one of the most fruitful things of all our technology, but it could be the most dangerous.
Yep.
And my point is that all technology can be used for good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the airplane. When the airplane first was invented, who would get on there? Nobody. But now we fly every day.
Yep.
And the point that I'm trying to make is that until we as a human family could promote the good in technology instead of promoting the bad, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Our algorithm is good if it's promoted for good.
Yeah. No,
and
the problem is that they're secret. And they're secret, and they were designed to increase profits, and now they're being used to promote politics as well, which is just wrong. Gar, excellent point. Thank you so much for making it. Yeah, thank you. On the other side of the break here, the former, what was his title? Chief of Staff for the Department of Homeland Security, Miles Taylor, will be with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arena Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the trade war between the U.S. and China now a truce following President Trump's meeting with China's leader in South Korea, both countries scaling back reciprocal tariffs in a one-year deal. In a social media post before those talks, the president announced he's directing the military to test our nuclear weapons, he says, saying other countries are testing theirs. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
One of the things that we did see this week, though, was that Russia did carry out a test of a new type of weapon, a cruise missile, which obviously is used for conventional attacks, but that was nuclear powered. Now that is different, something very different, but that is not something that the United States has in its arsenal.
Senate lawmakers not scheduled to vote today on a measure to end the government shutdown, now in day 30. This weekend, critical food assistance programs will run out of funding if emergency funds are not diverted. Hurricane Melissa gaining some strength again in the open waters of the Atlantic and taking aim at Bermuda later today. This is ABC News.